Welcome everybody to episode number 24 of the Johnny Atkins Podcast.
Put some respect on my name.
Today is Monday, May 10th, and I'm coming to you live from Pacific Beach, California. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you all had a good weekend. Yesterday was Mother's Day. Hope you all did something nice for your mother. You know, you only have one mother, so I hope everyone had a good time. Hope it was something special. Took her out to brunch, you know, get her a little Benny and eggs. Maybe a little mimosa action, you know. Hope it was good. I know there's a lot of people who don't like Mother's Day. They're saying it's not inclusive to the transsexuals. They're feeling left out. So I guess we can include everybody. So I hope Bruce Jenner had a happy Mother's Day. He's running for governor here in California, which is kind of crazy. But I haven't heard of anyone else running for governor of California, so old Bruce got the name recognition, so I think he's got a leg up on the competition. I don't know. He's a Republican, and we found out the other day that he is against transsexuals competing in sports against women, which, you know, it's all ironic because he was an athlete. And I heard when he goes golfing that he hits off the women's tee, so I don't know. Old Brucey Bruce might be a little bit of a hypocrite there. But I don't know anyone else that's running for governor of California. And, of course, Gavin Newsom is being recalled, so I don't know. I think we're about to have our first tranny governor here in California, so congratulations to us. So yesterday was Mother's Day. Hope everyone had a good Mother's Day. We didn't do an episode last week because I was in Hawaii. Ooh, yeah. Hawaii was nice. I never been before. It was my first time. Before I went, I told everybody I was going to Hawaii. They're like, oh, what island are you going to? And I was like, oh, Big Island. Because that's the only one I ever heard of. And anytime I ever asked anybody where they were at in Hawaii, and they always said Big Island. So I just said Big Island. But I was actually in Oahu. I found that out when I got there. It was really nice. Looks like we do have my tag team partner, Officer Randy Order, is watching us. So, what's up? Shout out. Anyways, yeah, I was in Hawaii last week. It was really nice. Ate a lot of really good food. Had some spam and eggs, of course. You got to have that there. Had some like a spam and rice, like a seaweed roll thing. It kind of looked like sushi, but it was spam instead of fish. It's all right. You know, it's good in the morning when you wake up extra hungry, not feeling good. Hawaii was beautiful. I went to go visit my cousin for his birthday, so we had a lot of fun. He took some time off work, so he got to hang out with me. It was really nice. Did some kayaking. What else did we did? Went to the beach just for some swimming, did some hiking. I got some really good pictures on my Instagram, so check it out, at Official John Atkins. Plan on going back sometime before the year's over. What else did we do? Oh, yeah, we... my cousin and I earned a free pitcher of margaritas at some bar because we were walking in, and after a while... Well, a little backstory. Every time me and my cousin hang out with each other, we always get drunk and start hitting each other. We've basically been doing it for like 10 years now. And then fast forward this weekend, we got sunburnt kayaking, and he was freaking red, dude. Like, he was like lobster red. And as we were walking into this restaurant, I gave him a big old whack. Like, hard as fuck, dude. I hit him so fucking hard. Like, right on a sunburn, like, hard as I fucking could. And he's just like, ah! And I knew that shit fucking hurt. And when we got in and sat down, the bartender just was like, oh, that table over there is buying you a drink because they saw this guy slap you on your sunburn. Which was my plan all along, dude. So next time I go to Hawaii, I'm probably going to do the same thing. So yeah, you know, it's family. We like to get drunk and hate each other. It's a fun time. People, what else was going on in Hawaii? Everyone there was wearing masks, of course. I can't remember if I saw some people on the beach wearing masks. I don't remember if I saw that or not. I do see that here in San Diego a lot. I had to pay to get a quarantine or pay to get a COVID vaccine or COVID test before I went, and it tested negative again, so didn't have to quarantine because Hawaii is a state that makes people quarantine for 10 days unless they show proof of negative test within 72 hours, which is what I did, and everything was good. Traveling, well, I have issues traveling, but I'm not really going to mention that here. So yeah, a lot of people are getting the vaccine. I will not be getting the vaccine. I don't know about you guys. If you guys are, what's your thoughts on that? Go ahead and leave a comment down below. I just don't plan on doing it. I don't trust Bill Gates. What else is going on? Everybody's talking about Saturday Night Live this week. Old Elon Musk was on there. I didn't watch the whole episode. I watched a couple skits. Mostly I was watching my Dogecoin, which fucking, that shit fucking, every time they say that shit's gonna fucking go up to $1, it fucking like drops in half. Motherfuckers. I'll be working forever, dude. I'm never gonna fucking retire. But yeah, like, a lot of people were complaining. They said that, like, Elon wasn't funny. But I mean, I'm watching some of the comments from my partner, my tag team partner, Officer Randy Order. Yeah, issues traveling. but yeah, like I watched Saturday Night Live. It was all right. For what I heard, it was one of the highest rated episodes they've had in a while. Because Elon Musk was on there and people were anticipating to see the spike in Dogecoin. That cryptocurrency that started off as a joke. But yeah, it was alright. I'm trying to think of one of the skits I liked. Yeah, he was like on, I did like with him on Weekend Update, the little news program, but that's like my favorite part of Saturday Night Live anyways. I heard some of the cast members were being little bitches and didn't want to perform with him. That gay Asian dude, whatever his name is. I don't know his name, but the gay Asian dude on Saturday Night Live. That dude's fucking annoying. I don't think he's funny. I don't know his name. But the gay Asian dude on Saturday Night Live, I guess, was complaining that Elon Musk is too rich, even though he works for Lorne Michaels, who's like worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So I don't get it. That little whatever he is, like, I guess he just wanted reasons to complain. But I refuse to learn his stupid name, so to me he's always the fucking gay Asian dude on Saturday Night Live. That's all he'll ever be to me. What's his name? I don't fucking know. I don't care. I'm not gonna learn it. But yeah, so it was weird. I guess they gave him like a safe space, so he didn't have to be around Elon Musk, which is probably why that show sucks now. Because their cast members need safe spaces. I used to hear stories about how, like, they would do cocaine, like, out in the open and shit, and everybody's, like, partying and banging each other. And now they got this gay little Asian dude that has to hide from Elon Musk, of all people. Damn, dude. gay little Asian dude. I'm not gonna learn his name. So yeah, what else is going on? Yeah, episode was kind of weak. Oh yeah, I've been making trying to make reels for Instagram. I've been working on a couple lately. Since you guys are good, I will go ahead and I'll show you what I made today. And you guys let me know if you like it or not. So let me go ahead and bring it up.
I'm just gonna be honest, but I'm ready.
Hold on, let me start it from the beginning. All right, let's go ahead and check this out. This reel I made on Instagram. So I'm just kind of do stuff like this on Instagram. I was like posting a bunch of memes like on my profile, but I just deleted all of them. And then I think I'm just gonna like try to make it a little more about me and stuff on my Instagram. So I delete all the memes and I put those in my story now. And I'm making like reels like this and put it on there. So let's go ahead and check this out.
I'm just gonna be honest, but I'm ready. I'll eat your ass. I will. I'll do it. I will eat your ass. I'll do it. I will eat your ass first. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'll do it. I'm ready.
Yeah. So I made that. I'm gonna watch one more time.
I'm just gonna be honest, but I'm ready. I'll eat your ass.
I will.
I will. I'll do it. I will eat your ass. I'll do it. I will eat your ass first. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'll do it. I'm ready.
So yeah, that's what I'm doing with all my valuable time, making stuff like that. So if you want to see me make some more stuff like that, go ahead and check me out on Instagram at @officialjohnatkins. I made a couple other things like that. So yeah, check it out if you want. That's what's going on with me. Let's see what else is going on. Let's check out some news articles. Let's see what's going on. Do I want to talk about this stuff anymore? Oh yeah, one. There's a couple more things going before we get to our news article for the day. Prayers. I want to send prayers out to the Obama family. They recently lost their dog, Bo. It was a little black dog. Wait, is that me? Are you calling me Bubba Ray Dudley? Fuck you. You're supposed to be my partner, dude. Tag team partner, not that kind of partner. Yeah, so prayers out to the Obama family. Their dog died, which is really sad. But the good news is, like, now they know what they're going to have for dinner this week. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. More bad news. Man, I'm just bad news left and right. Bill Gates and old Melinda Gates are filed for divorce. And I don't know what's going on with that. Fuck Bill Gates, evil motherfucker. Alex. So Alex Jones is Bubba Ray. I can see that. I could be Devon. Testify. All right. I don't even know if that showed up in the chat or if he just texted me directly and I'm seeing it pop up on here, but whatever. Yeah, Bill and Melinda are getting divorced. Such a shame, young love, you know. Let's see, Jeff Bezos got divorced too last year. World Richest Man, he got divorced. Bill Gates, second World Richest Man, he get divorced. That just shows, man, you gotta eat that pussy, dude. Or you gotta eat that butt. I bet if,
I'll eat your ass. I
bet if Bill Gates and old Jeff Bezos were eating butt over here like my man Alex Jones, they'd still be married.
I'll do it. I'm ready.
That's why you're not married. You gotta eat that ass. You gotta eat that booty like groceries.
I will. I'll do it. I will.
See, all the money in the world. Let's see. Between the two of them, they're worth what? Like,
I will eat your leftist ass.
Two, three, like almost $400 million or $400 billion between the two people. And they still couldn't hold on to their bitch. That is just goes to show. You just gotta eat that ass, dude. That's why they ain't married no more, man. So all you young couples out there. That's the key to success. while we're at it, let's go ahead and mention this week's sponsors. Shout out to missionbeachmarketing.com. If you're in San Diego and your business needs a website or social media management, check out missionbeachmarketing.com. They do really good work. Tell them John sent you. If you mention this podcast, you'll get 10% off all prices. So go ahead and check out missionbeachmarketing.com. They do a really good website. So if you want to do some like whatever kind of business you got, if you got a hot dog cart, you're trying to reach a global audience, you know, check them out. Okay, well, went ahead and talked about that stuff enough, you know. Sorry, it's Bill and Melinda Gates. Let's go ahead and check out today's news article. What do we got here from the New York Post? This is a couple days old, but we'll go ahead and check it out. New York City teacher caught sucking topless man's nipple during Zoom class. Well, if that doesn't get the kids to pay attention, I don't know what will. Let's go ahead and read. Let me zoom in so you guys can read it too. Maybe that's too far. All right. A spicy slip of the tongue led to a Spanish teacher. Of course it's the Spanish teacher. Being yanked from her classes after investigators found she performed an, quote, inappropriate sexual act during a Zoom lesson. I'll drink the water here. I continue. As students at the prestigious Columbia Secondary School for Math, Science, and Engineering remotely watched a live class, Amanda K. Fletcher, 37, appeared to, quote, suck the nipple of an unidentified topless male while she rocked her head back and forth, according to the Special Commissioner of Investigations for City Schools. Damn, she out here just sucking on some dude's nipple? Dang, what the fuck? Following the sack, Fletcher's face turned in full view of the screen and she gyrated her shoulders and smiled. Gyrated. When was the last time you heard someone say gyrate? Before that, students watched Fletcher, quote, eating spaghetti with the shirtless man behind her. That's even her eating spaghetti in front of her students is somehow is to me somehow worse than her sucking some dude's nipple. What the fuck, dude? In New York? Spanish teacher, man. Maybe she was just preparing them for like their field trip to Costa Rica or some shit, you know? She's like, you're gonna see some weird shit. You're gonna walk down this alley, people be sucking nipples and eating spaghetti. You know, don't jump to conclusions. Maybe she's just getting these kids ready for what they're gonna see in the world. It's a crazy fucking world out there. I believe it. After taking her mouth off the man's chest, Fletcher resumed teaching and discussing a worksheet, a student told Probers. Investigators viewed several videos of the incident, which were shared by students on Snapchat and other social media platforms, the report says. Fletcher gave no explanation for her alleged conduct. She declined to be interviewed by investigators and did not return messages from the post. Dang, dog. Like, that's it? She didn't get arrested? Just chick out here sucking nipples on the internet in front of her students. She didn't get arrested? You know that teacher has an OnlyFans. If your teacher is sucking nipples on Zoom, she got OnlyFans, dude. $9.99. She don't even value herself enough to charge $19.99. That bitch charges $9.99, and she posts her pussy. Don't even charge you extra for pussy pictures. That's the type of bitch that sucks nipples on a Zoom call in front of her students in the middle of the day. The alleged behavior started about 12 minutes before the class ended. She couldn't even wait 12 minutes to start sucking a nipple. The class is over in 12 minutes, and you couldn't wait 12 minutes. You just start... I hope you're putting these in the chat, dude. Stop. I mean, I can't read the chat right now, but I mean, you got 12 minutes left to go in class. I remember when I was in school and I'd be like, teacher, teacher, I got to go pee. And the teacher's like, there's only 12 minutes. Just hold it. And this bitch just starts sucking a nipple and she can't wait 12 minutes. These teachers are hypocrites, dude. Teachers are as bad as flight attendants. They're all just a bunch of cunts on power trips who think they fucking run shit. I'm sick of these teachers here in San Diego. God damn it. They're all afraid to have in-person teaching because of this bullshit fake coronavirus. So they're all sitting at home on their fat asses because they're fucking a bunch of lazy socialists. Oh, you can't teach the fucking kids in San Diego. And then they put all the fucking little immigrant kids in the damn San Diego Convention Center and they get free fucking in-person teaching from these same fucking teachers who are afraid to teach in-person teaching for the San Diego kids. It's fucking bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. What was I talking about? Just forget. let me pull these up. Hopefully my text messages don't show up on the screen. I gotta close it anyways. Whoop. I don't know what just happened. Forget about that. I guess I can pull it up on here on my phone. I don't know. Are you sure it wasn't a penis? Yeah, so fuck these teachers. They're all a bunch of lazy fucking whores. And I went to college and every chick I knew who was a teaching major was a whore. They're all a bunch of fucking Alpha Chi Omega sluts. Chi-O. We used to call them Chi-Ho. Fucking teachers. They're all a bunch of retarded sluts who don't want to work. Flight attendants are even worse. They're the chick. They're basically the same girl, but they didn't go to college. They ain't afraid. It's a power play for money. I don't know what that means. Anyways. Yeah, flight attendants and teachers are basically the same slutty chick, except one went to college and one didn't. And they're both on power trips. They both think they're more important than they are. Put your tray out. Airplane mode. I never put my fucking phone in airplane mode. We ain't crashed yet. I hate flight attendants. They're not even like hot anymore. I've seen some ugly ass flight attendants lately. Yeah, so fuck that teacher. Couldn't wait 12 minutes. The worst part is she's eating spaghetti, dude. That's fucking disgusting. Just sitting there eating a bowl of spaghetti. I bet she's making all weird noises. I bet that's not even spaghetti she cooked. I bet that's like canned spaghetti, like some Chef Boyardee's and shit. Chef Boyardee's nuts. So yeah, another shitty teacher. I'm sure her union, I didn't even see where in the story where she got fucking arrested or shit. They said they went to investigate her and she declined being investigated. So I guess that's it. All teachers said is, they're like, we're going to investigate you. And she's like, no. And they're like, okay. I didn't see shit about the police in here. I did a search for police. Fucking nothing. Look at that. She must be ugly because every time you see a teacher getting arrested for banging her students and shit, it's always some hottie. Some fucking hottie. We didn't have teachers like that when I was a kid. All right, well, let's see. I was shooting for half an hour. We lasted about 24 minutes. That's about how long I was going for. Yeah, so thank you guys all for watching. Shout out to my tag team partner, Randy Order. Officer Randy Order. Former fist combat champion. That's about it for me today. I'm going to try to do another one of these tomorrow. I'm going to try and do these Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday. And then on Fridays, we're going to start bringing back the John Atkins Show, my other show on YouTube, so check that out. What's up, buddy? Follow me on Instagram at @OfficialJohnAtkins, so you can see my pictures from Hawaii. If you're not a subscriber, go ahead and subscribe to this channel. Go ahead and give this video a thumbs up. Yeah, so I guess that's it for today. See you guys tomorrow.
Stop playing with my name. I ain't gonna
Peace
say
out.
it no more.